702 Africa Fridays.
All right, it's time now for Africa Fridays with Crystal Audison. Good morning, Crystal. Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning, Clever, and happy Friday to you too, and good to talk to you.
All eyes are on the DRC, eh?
Yes, it is. Clement, and the reason why is because Felix Tshisekedi, he announced a new cabinet. And, you know, at any other news moment, it might not be the biggest story, but it's quite significant because when he came into power 3 years ago, Clement, it was questionable. Joseph Kabila was in power for several years. Felix Tshisekedi's father was the icon of the opposition, and that election was seriously questionable. In fact, up until today, we don't know a final tally of the actual percentage that Felix Tshisekedi came into power. Nevertheless, it was the first ever peaceful transfer in the DRC. Now we know that the DRC by area alone is the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa, the second largest in Africa, rich in minerals. And of course, South Africa has been very involved in the political transition in South Africa. So when Felix Tshisekedi came into power 3 years ago, people were wondering, is this legitimate? Has he just been placed there because he's from the right political family? And what really is the political intentions of Joseph Kabila? Was he really just going to retire at his farm, or what was the power play? And in fact, they proved the naysayers correct, because Joseph Kabila was still running the show. All his allies were in control of the Senate, of Parliament. He also appointed several of his inner circle into cabinet. They were running, of course, the powerful military portfolio. They were running minerals and energy. And it was very clear that Felix Tshisekedi was just a figurehead. And people were wondering, how long will this political marriage last? Well, it's certainly 3 years later that marriage fell apart. And we saw this week Tshisekedi really showing that he is the man in charge, and that awkward power relationship between him and Joseph Kabila is no more. And it's quite interesting because Tshisekedi was very strategic. He firstly appointed the head of the former head of the state mining company as the new prime minister. Yeah. So he has a key ally who understands the mineral energy situation on the ground in the country. And then he was able to get rid of the head of parliament, get rid of the head of the Senate, and he was able to reorganize the power dynamics in the DRC. And so we see he's appointed more than 50 cabinet ministers, majority of them very young, under 40. They're lesser known in the political kind of environment. He calls this new union the coalition, the sacred union of the nation, meaning that, you know, they really want to take a reform agenda forward. Interestingly enough, Tshisekedi is also this year's African Union chair. So he's got a lot at stake for him in terms of not only his role as president in the DRC, but also, you know, as a continental leader. But of course, there's always the analysts that are saying, look, you know, Tshisekedi, you know, this might be short-lived. You know, he might curtail Kabila's influence and power for now, but who knows how long it will last, because the major challenges remain corruption, violence in the East, and he needs to be able to get a grip on the security situation, because they're also entering into talks with the International Monetary Fund to access funding. We also see that DFID, which was one of the largest funding organizations from the UK, they want to cut all their funding, and so the you know, there's a real challenge with regards to his reform agenda. So it's going to be interesting to see, Clement, what will Tshisekedi do with his new power base. But I think it is interesting to watch, because all of us were wondering, what is Kabila up to? And now we see Tshisekedi outmaneuvered him.
Yeah, let's see how long this shift in the balance of power is going to last. What's your song choice for this week, Crystal?
Well, one of my favorites, DRC born and bred, he was an international icon, Papa Wemba, and he unfortunately died a few years ago, but I think his memory lives on in Congo and across the continent.
Yeah, let's listen to it.